You are listening to Splinters of Jade, a Legend of the Five Rings actual play podcast. Today, we are playing the Beginner Box by Fantasy Flight Games. I'm your game master, Chris Garvey.
After the crane comes the lion.
The crane courtier, Doji Ren, is played by Brendan Thorson.
I feel like I lose honor for that.
Akoto Masako, a lion clan bushi, is played by Steve Lanzo Bartolome.
Since I don't have a culture skill.
And Buell Richardson is playing the Phoenix Clan Shugenja, Isawa Aki.
I've done a lot of research, which is might be bad for me in other areas, but...
So, the doji is going to be analyzing kind of the appearance of the mantis samurai. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. In what way are you going to try to do that?
Definitely water ring. If I'm basically, I'm trying to be very perceptive of him. I just don't know what skill that would use. Like that would be like knowledge heraldry or something. I don't know.
Culture.
Scholar, medicine, sentiment. Yeah, I guess culture. So.
Or possibly aesthetics. Because aesthetic is creating visual works of art. You could probably interpret the creating works of art into comparing features.
Yes, and I'm.
It's more of a creation skill.
No, I think it'll work because I have a sumi painting, which means I would be very visual on people I look at. So I'm
that could work, yeah.
I could see when you're creating something, especially when you're doing a person,
yeah,
you're having to do the facial features, and so he could be actually creating a.
Well, no. So they also say, in somewhere in that book that if. Like, they don't have perception skill.
Right.
So they say any of these skills can be a perception skill. It's just like, whatever you want to do. So.
Basically, if it can be explained, like I was trying to explain.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because he does creation.
Yeah, you're kind of doing an aesthetics and you're surveying. So, yeah. Water, aesthetics. I'm going to say, because it's also dark, this is going to be a TN3.
Oh boy.
It is going to be a bit of a challenge.
And you dare not light a candle.
No.
Well, that's going to be an explosion. That's
two successes and a strife so far. I'm going to re-roll both those explosions.
Hey, look, I see another explosion.
Yeah, and
oh, I see two explosions.
Oh, another explode. There's a lot of explosions.
So it's four successes so far.
So I'm going to hopefully get an opportunity here. No. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes and a strife. I honestly was hoping to get a lot more strife on that. I don't know. I'm getting to the point where I want to be unmasked because I think it would be fun. Also, I'm being very conservative with my strife, and I kind of feel like it's not as fun as I thought it was.
I don't know. The way strife works can be at most advantageous time.
Yeah. So. Anyways.
So he's clearly a mantis in general appearance. He's got that sea-worn skin. But there's something about him that feels like a crane. If you imagine him, with white hair, could possibly very well be mistaken for a crane. By his facial features.
Yeah, so he basically looks like a crane sailor. And I would recognize sailors because I sometimes don't have seafaring.
So, could possibly be, you know, the result of indiscretions at a winter court or on travels.
Oh, yeah, like that never happens. That is so shocking.
Oh, my. That is so rare.
Especially for Kikita. How dishonorable. Oh, how the courtiers would talk. Whatever.
Aren't you a courtier?
That's why he's talking.
And then I'll basically kind of, you know, wait until he wakens till I can have, like, a good conversation with him.
Meanwhile, Isawa was going to do something in their room?
Yes. Utilizing, because I've got a lot of research. I've done a lot of research, which is might be bad for me in other areas, but trying to go through and recall the research I know, what I do know of Kikita Toshimoko, what I do know of, Doji Satsuma?
Satsumi, yeah.
Satsumi. What I do know of them. And what I picked up of the mantis as I was passing them. I figure what I picked up of the mantis was going to be pretty difficult just because it was a very brief. And while he was uncouth, so I wasn't paying too much attention. Which, with Doji Satsumi and Kikita Toshimoko, I might know it a little bit more. But I think that's also going to be pretty higher target level. Yeah. Though I do have done a bunch of expert researches as I was growing up. Yeah. And if need be, I will do some meditation to center myself to be able to bring up the memories easier.
All right. So we'll start with Kikita Toshimoko.
Okay.
Go ahead and do a have you do a culture air? Or you're trying to recall culture earth.
Darn it.
Sorry. I know. I'm going off of where things
right,
are.
Because earth is being thorough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the end, you'll, depending on how successful things are here.
I mean, don't they have like...
Okay, that's Toshimoko.
You don't nothing. Remember anything about Toshimoko.
He's a Kikita.
Luckily...
he's a samurai.
Luckily, you didn't strain yourself too hard on that
one. Yeah.
You know, you're kind of like, no, nah, don't remember him.
No. Nope.
All right, go ahead and roll for Doji.
Same?
It's going to be the same. You're recalling. This is a TN1.
Yay. Ah, yay.
So, that will be a success with opportunity.
The recently deceased Emerald Champion, you know, was very proud, had children of the Crane Clan.
Okay.
Had a brother-in-law, Doji Toshimoko.
That's probably why I don't remember Kikita Toshimoko. Ah, and I wonder why he changed his school.
Not there, but it's not... It's weird that he changed his last name.
Basically, he changed his family.
Yeah.
And that's just...
Unless
there can be multiple people with the same
name. Yeah, that is true.
With the same given name.
Right.
That is true.
All right, and then you wanted to recall on the...
Brash samurai.
The brash manta samurai.
Yeah.
This is going to be a TN2.
So.
And it's...
Is it Zobian Earth or is it going to be water since it's perceptive?
Yes. I'm still going to have you doing it off of culture.
Okay. Though I said, is
but
it?
It's going to be water.
Water this time? Okay. Hey, now I have a little bit better.
A little bit better, yeah.
I think I will keep those two, which no success, but two opportunities.
Well, you don't recall a whole lot.
No.
You know, you don't meet the TN.
I kind of figured.
It was a mantis to you. They're to the Asawa, they're a minor clan. Not really a whole lot you have to worry about, because he's probably a Bushi, so not a Shugenja like the Asawa.
Yeah. So, basically, mantis. They're a Kokuo a dozen.
As the sun rises, you can hear people in the other rooms preparing and getting themselves ready. Today is the day of the competition.
Okay, so what was the mantis's name again?
Hitoshi.
Hitoshi. So when a Hitoshi wakes, I will be sitting very politely in, you know, I don't remember what that's called in Japanese, but you know, where your legs are kind of underneath your legs as you're sitting crouched.
Standard kneel.
Standard folded on.
And I will gesture to him, Hitoshi, if you could sit, please.
I don't recall telling you my name. He's used to being on deck. He just kind of flops his legs around, you know, knees, one knee up, arm resting on it. Very, very casual.
Sit like me, please.
Begrudgingly, he brings his legs around. He's not, you know, sitting as formal as you. He's kind of got them more off to the side, feet spread out to the edges.
Close enough for jazz. I mean, I got like probably a few hours to deal with this right now. Now, your display yesterday evening was a bit unseemly, and I do not believe you would address your captain as such. At least I would not address my captain as such.
Raises a bit of an eyebrow at that.
I do show, like, I kind of at this point subtly reveal my hands, and you do see, like, okay, there was clearly I did something dumb where I tried to grab a rope as it was moving, and there's clearly some rope burn scars on my hands. I have spent some time at sea, so if you wish to succeed at this Topaz Championship, you should treat every samurai as you would treat your captain.
That was a peasant.
True. And you should treat peasants as if your captain was there.
I'm going to have you do a command fire.
Command fire?
Okay. TN1.
TN1.
You've kind of swayed him a bit over with the showing of the rope burns.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and keep the explosive success with I can keep both. But I'm going to keep the explosive success and just that one. I can keep two, but I'm also going to see
you
if I can't
to keep
get any
up two.
No, I don't have to.
Yeah. I said you can keep up two.
Oh, so yeah. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to keep all of them. You can keep one.
Yes. Okay. See if I get a that. Nothing. So I get I'm getting close. I am now at 5 out of 6 strife.
And we haven't even entered the competition yet.
No. I have 6 strife. I'm like, but at least mine is just like I can go into a corner, maybe try and hide. I don't know. So yes, I succeed.
I'll do my best. But I make no promises.
Very well. And then, yeah, I get I get up. I will bow, like, to him. I will bow to him, since he is still a samurai, despite him being a minor clan samurai. So I will bow to him, like, give him a minor clan samurai bow. And I believe this has taken a little bit too much time, and we should hurry. And I will gesture to his clothes, which I've already have set out, folded for him. Because I was up all night, I might as well just properly impress them and get them ready for him.
And that's the courtier thing to do.
Yes.
Yes, that is.
All right. Doji and Hitoshi are probably the last two to exit the inn. You see Isawa and Asako heading out first. You quickly catch up to them. And as a group, you're accompanied by other contestants. And you make your way through the town and across the river to the Kakita Dueling Academy, where the competition will be held.
And where I'm assuming we will probably see Kakita Toshimoko. Well, it is the Kakita Academy. He's probably going to be there.
Probably, but we will see. We'll see. You have already been instructed on how to get points and what you need to do in this competition. Showing proficiency in skills, appeasing judges, and being the front runner will gain you points. You must get at least 8 points to succeed.
Oh boy. Yes.
So you could get anywhere from 0 to 3 in each point in the competition. I will be tracking it. I'm not GM hand waving these.
No.
You will be making your rolls one at a time because we are looking at who is the front runner at the end. You are competing against each other. You can choose to help because you'll probably be able to keep relative track as a contestant. If you want to ever know the exact number, you can ask and you'll have to do a roll to recall what you've seen. As you approach, you see the Topaz champion, Kitsuki Yukimi, and the runner-up, Bayushi Sugai. They ask if there are any questions, and
just says nothing, just
not polite to ask questions.
That is why we were briefed beforehand.
I know.
A couple of white-clad priests emerge and bless the assembly, and the contest proper begins. A Crab Clan samurai walks out.
The first competition will be sumai, traditional wrestling match.
The two priests draw a circle in the sand and marks it with some rope. They do some blessings, and you all strip down to your undergarments.
The winner of each bout is the one who throws their opponent out of the circle. Remember, in sumai, just as in life, a steady stance requires a solid foundation for success.
To succeed, you will have to successfully roll a TN2 martial arts check, unarmed. The stance is up to you.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
It is like, okay, he's saying steady. Do I have to roll an earth roll?
So what I want you to do is using the tokens that we've got for each roll, select which stance you're going to have it face down for the time being so that no cheating against each other. Hida Goroharu is the Crab Clan judge and is sitting there at the side of the ring watching you. Several people are competing. The front runner at the time is Bayushi Mei Lin. So we'll go in each competition, there'll be a different first person each time. We will start with Isawa Aki.
Okay. Isawa Aki is going fire. And doing it because of, not because of being direct or ferocious, but being inventive. Because, yes, has to throw out. Doesn't mean have to be physically throw out. I could just move aside so that they go out.
Do you not have unarmed?
Nope.
Okay, this will be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a shugenja.
There we go.
I need to get 2.
It is ATN2.
Well, that means I will not succeed. Because success will not come into advantage to play here. Oh, Now, there'd be bonus successes if it was successful. If the carving stand of fire may count your strife results in a successful check as bonus successes. So you know what? I'm going to keep those two. No successes. Have a strife. And an opportunity.
All right, what would you like to do with that opportunity?
So who was I up against?
You were facing Moto Batbayar, the unicorn. It's a unicorn clan woman. Looks just generally uncomfortable most of the time anyway.
My opportunity on this is, as I'm going out, I do it in such a way that makes her look better, thereby ingratiating myself into her eyes a little.
All right. We'll move on to our Crane Clan Samurai.
So I don't know if this affects your role, but I'm using Air Ring, and I'm trying to be more cunning, trying to be graceful or cunning, trying to probably trick them out of the ring with a charge. But it also increases their checks against me by one, so their TN. So if this is an opposed check, they now have to beat a TN 3.
There's no opposition in this case.
All right, so Mr. No-Name Samurai-kun. Yay. So I failed with only one success and two opportunities and no strife, thankfully. I think the opportunities, like, they do push me out, but I want to use the opportunities to show that I was a very, at least graceful enough and cunning enough to almost get him out.
We'll say you were going up against Kakita Riku, another Crane Clan samurai, who wanted to also help you look good in your aspects. So went easy, let you look pretty decent for a courtier before tossing you out.
Yes.
Hello, Hiroko here. Can you believe that? Putting a shugenja and a courtier in a wrestling match. Clearly the organizers are not good at playing to a samurai's strengths. But Hitoshi is Toshimoku's son? Well, I'm sure Kakita-sama wouldn't want anyone to know. So go ahead and share this information on your favorite social media platform. Or you can complain about the test of the Topaz Championship with a review on iTunes. You can find Chris, our GM, at ChrisTheGM on Twitter. You can find Bren, our crane and sound engineer, at Copper Credit. Steve Akoto Masako at twitch.tv/Lanslow, Wednesdays 2 to 4. Buell, our young Shugenja, well, we're working on that, so keep checking back for more information. Now, my informants are getting a bit too greedy, and getting you this information does cost some koku. So if you could be a dear and donate to our Patreon page at patreon.com/sajpodrpg, this will help me get more of these juicy stories to you at a regular pace. Also, a very special thanks to Around the Table Pub for letting us using their back room. If you're ever in the Linwood, Washington area, visit Around the Table Pub. Drinks, ice cream, and family-friendly. Located at 7600 196th Street Southwest, Suite 300, Linwood, Washington, 98036. Finally, if we say or do anything that you consider is culturally insensitive, believe us, those are unintended. But good intentions are the road to Jigoku, so leave a comment saying where it is, who did it, and we will address it. We all want to have gaming to be an inclusive environment. One more thing. You know when I said playing to a samurai's strengths? Well, remember that.
So having an unsuccessful Shugenja, an unsuccessful courtier, let's see how our Bushi does.
Okay.
Oh, God, if you...
Earth Ring. Definitely very stable, very traditional sumo. And nothing. Does Indomitable Will help?
Read it out to me.
Although nobody is without fear, your will is strong and cannot be overcome easily.
What's your school ability?
When you succeed at an attack check during a skirmish, you may remove one strife and add one bonus success to the check.
Never mind, that does not apply.
That does not apply.
Would you get three opportunities showing there if you want
to... I know.
No. Reroll up to two dice of your choice?
Yes, you can reroll up to two of your dice, because Indomitable Will would be impactful here.
Okay, well, that's an explosion.
So keep those. That's two.
That's two in one strife.
And two event, or two opportunity.
All right.
So, for the opportunities, I make both of us look good.
Yasuki Jun, you know, was your competitor. He's kind of wavering a little bit. His eyes are glossy, even though it's morning.
Yeah. You know, while grappling, just give him little pointers. It's like, okay, no, no. Feet further apart, yeah.
And ultimately, you toss him out of the ring. Even though you took down a crab, you really did impress your crab. The judge, Hida Goroharu, comes forward.
I congratulate you all, especially those of you who were victorious in the end.
Sorry to interrupt. We might have to repeat this, but... Because I'm also trying to manipulate it in Hitoshi's favor.
He did succeed.
Yeah, so, but I want to kind of help him succeed more. Yeah, I know he succeeded, but I just want to, you know, boost his reputation a little bit. Basically, I want to subtly, like, oh, it's not me. I just kind of make a remark on... Clearly, his time on the ships helps him keep his balance.
I'm also going to do something similar to what the doji has planned. But what I'm going to be doing during Hitoshi's match, very subtly, I'm going to comment the match. Hitoshi follows the traditions of the mantis and incorporates them into...
Yeah, one of you guys can roll culture.
I'm going to roll... Can I roll courtesy? And I don't know...
You roll culture or courtesy, one of you guys, and it will be assisted by the other.
How does assisting work?
You give a dice.
Okay.
Yeah. And, so, depending on... I think depends on which ring we're doing. I think mine will be an air ring.
Because I have courtesy 2 and air 3.
So, I will be giving you a die.
Mm-hmm. What die?
Let me check on the assisting.
Two die.
Because I think it's going to be a skill die, but I want to confirm that.
And I also want to try and assist by complimenting his stances and his form.
Which would be another die.
Which would be another die.
So, where was... I'm trying to remember where I saw the...
One additional skill die per assisting character who has one or more ranks of the skill being used, and one additional ring die... Persisting character who has zero ranks of the skill. So if you have the skill, you give a skill die. If you don't, you add a ring die.
I do not have the skill, so you'll get a ring die based on the skill that he's using.
So what skill are you using, culture?
No, courtesy.
Oh, actually, I have I have one.
Okay, so, I do not, so.
So yeah. Definitely would be a...
So you gain one ring, one skill die.
And I still keep up to my ring. Is that right?
No, you keep the extras, too.
Yes. You keep 2 extra.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to confirm that.
This is quite...
Yeah. Keep up to 1 additional die per assisting character.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. What's the TN?
The TN was a 2.
Okay, sorry. I forgot to ask before I rolled. Okay, that one's being kept.
You don't have to keep all 5. So if you don't want that...
Wait a minute. Wait. So what does it mean? So what does it mean when I add a kept die? Does that mean I have to not exceed my kept die? Or...
So for an explosion?
No. This is for a school ability. So speaking in silence. Once per scene, when making a check to persuade or influence someone, you may add 1 kept black die showing an opportunity result.
It will go above your max.
So I'm going to do that too. I mean, this is a long... Well, maybe I'll save that. I'm going to save that because I got plenty. Actually, I can't. Okay, so...
We shall see someone exceed their composure.
Yeah, this is going to be tough.
Probably going to go sit in the corner for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be me.
All right, well, I'm keeping the explosion, so let's see. Got on that. So, yeah, I got a lot of opportunities. I'm using air. Opportunity. Yeah, what is the stuff I can spend on air?
Air opportunities are stuff like observe an interesting detail about a character in the scene. Mm-hmm. Air plus, you're extremely subtle in executing the task, and you attract the minimal amount of attention.
Yes.
Additional opportunities spent this way increase the subtlety of your methods. That's a narrative use.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm also going to... I don't know how unmasking works yet, because I'm now exceeding my strife.
We will deal with the unmasking after the result of this roll.
Okay, so I succeeded with 4 opportunity, and I'm going to use all those to just kind of like, oh, this wasn't me.
So there are quite a few onlookers, and you managed to basically start a...
Oh, actually... So he doesn't lose that strife or unmask, because since we aided him, each assistant character may choose to suffer 1 strife to negate 1 strife result of the check.
Okay, so I will suffer strife to negate that for you.
Which means you don't unmask.
Well, no, unmasking is a choice.
Oh, it means you...
Don't have the necessity. I was going to. I think that would actually be better.
You want to do it?
I would like to do it because even with unmasking, even with that, I'm at 6. So it's only preventing the inevitable.
Yeah.
So with your opportunities, you were able to basically start a rumor mill amongst the observers. And they were taking note of how that minor clan samurai Hitoshi did very, very well, you know, just as good as many of the major clan, the great clan samurai. What happens when you...
So my reaction when you exceed your composure is unseemly weeping. So that's at least a suggestion here. I don't want to think too hard on it, though.
And we'll go with what's in the character folios, as these are pre-generated characters for this scenario. So describe what's going on for this. From your point of view, what's happening to Doji?
And I'm just going to try and like, tears do come to my eye, and I just say it was so beautifully done. And you know, I don't know what we still got to do. So I'm kind of showing emotion. I'm trying to not. So I'll take my fan. I don't know. I don't know if I have my clothes on at this point, but
no, you're still in your undergarments. The competition hasn't wrapped up,
so I don't have my fan. Crap. And I don't even have a fan on my list. Like, what's a courtier without a fan? Especially a crane courtier.
It's in the traveling kit.
It's in the traveling kit. Where's my
traveling pack?
Because, like, my traveling pack says, useful items went on the road. Like, bed, mat, and traveling clothes.
That's what I got.
So, that would include a fan.
Yes, but I don't have it right now.
Nope. You have underwear.
Yes.
And some sand on you.
Yeah, I feel very dirty. This is unseemly. So I think that's another... there should be like... I don't know. I haven't gotten that much. That's you. Yeah. You deal with the consequences. You tell me the consequences. But I get to erase... Do I get to erase my whole strife?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You're dropped down to 0.
That is one of the benefits of unmasking.
Okay. Roll eyes. Go to a peasant. Get the doji-san a fan, please.
The peasant goes off because he's been told what to do.
Absolutely.
Might not agree with it, but he's going off to do it. And because this is at the championship in front of everybody, you're weeping in front of them after speaking the praises of a minor clan, you will be losing.
Okay.
You will lose one glory.
Okay.
From your stats there.
Sorry, I'm just like, okay, this is for Doji Satomi. This is for Doji Satomi, or probably is. This is my inner thoughts right now. It's like, this is for my deceased crane ancestor. So I am at, well, it's not too bad. I'm at 46.
No, not too bad, but still.
The crab judge, Hidegoro Haru, steps forward.
I congratulate all of you on a good show. I especially congratulate the victors of the matches. And particularly, Bayushi Mei Lin, for a stunning throwout.
He waves you off. You have an opportunity to clean up, get dressed, and prepare for your next competition.
Yeah, definitely going to the bathhouse to clean up.
Yes.
Yeah, even the victors are cleaning up as they're a little sweaty.
A little?
Some more than others.
Yes.
Bayushi Mei Lin basically gave a shove and the person fell out.
What does she look like? Is she like a big woman? I'm not getting a lot of descriptions here, and it would be nice.
There's not a lot of descriptions in the book.
And I'm assuming the quote-unquote victors were already predetermined by your die rolls prior to this?
Yes. Yeah. More or less.
Yeah, because I would like to size her. I don't know. Size her up. I want to size her up. I want to see what is this scorpion woman's. Because apparently I'm also marrying a scorpion. This is player knowledge. And I kind of want to size up. So that's another thing I want to do. Is like I want to size up like scorpions here.
Bayushi Mei Lin is a scorpion bushi. She wears a red mask over the left side of her face.
She already has her mask? What?
Yes, she already has her mask. If you want any more information, you will need to...
Yeah, I'm not going to roll for it.
Yeah. She's, you know, average height, but strongly built.
Strongly built, okay.
Kind of long, lean muscles. Very muscular from what you can... Well, considering you saw her in undergarments and a mask. All right, after having an opportunity to clean up... You are gathered into one of the rooms inside with the tamata mats down, but everything's cleared away for you guys to wait. A Crane Clan samurai steps forward.
I am Doji Murashige. We will be testing your knowledge of heraldry next. We will show you different objects, and you will tell us about them. But consider that the design of each heraldic emblem contains clues as to its origin that can be unlocked with careful study. One at a time, you are led into another room and exit out. As players go ahead and select which style you're going to use, you're going to be having a TN2 culture check. So which approach are you going to go for?
So this is like when I saw the original, whatchamacallit, the beta adventure, does this system have like multiple different TNs like they did in there?
There are multiple TNs.
Because you said two. Are we just simplifying that?
This is what is prescribed in the book right now.
Okay.
In this one, most of the checks are TN2.
There's no, like, difference between, like, different rings used?
No.
Okay.
Right. In the core rules on page 4, in the beginner rules, 1 is an easy task, 2 is average, 3 difficult, 4 is hard, 5 yeah. extreme, 6 extraordinary, 7's heroic, and 8 and more is legendary.
Yeah, I'm guessing I want to simplify it, and it'll probably be a little bit more complicated in the.
I would presume so. Yeah. Have you all selected your approach?
What was the skill again?
It's going to be culture.
Okay.
Cool. It's a TN2 culture. And Doji is the first amongst you to be called into the room.
What was the Crane Clan Samurai's name again?
The judge?
Yeah.
Doji Murashige. You have not met them before.
Well, I'm going to bow as like they are my superior, not daimyo level, but definitely higher ranking samurai level towards her.
This person's probably an Emerald Magistrate or some high ranking individual.
Yes. Deserving of her rank.
Yes.
But that's the first thing I do when I, and then I'll introduce myself. I am Doji Ren. And I'm trying to perform like all the proper Crane Samurai rituals, which I can't remember them all. Sorry.
Yeah, and before you see, when you come in, you perform the rituals and you see a table, you know, one of those low lying tables, mm-hmm. and on it are five different items. Please identify with as much detail as you deem necessary the items on the table. All what right. approach are you using?
Air. It's like, might as well use my air ring. I don't know. It's like, what would air ring actually give me? Because this is like, water ring would be better. It would probably give me more information. But what would graceful, cunning, and precise?
They're wanting as much detail as possible.
Because it doesn't feel like air ring would give me as much detail as possible.
No, I would go with air.
It doesn't feel right to have like this.
Go with your gut.
What does that one say? Oh, there. So that is one success. So that's one success, and I'm keeping one success and two opportunities and two strife.
Yeah.
Okay. You're able to identify half of the items. So there's five items. You're able to identify three with relative ease. The last two, you can kind of give some information on one, and the other one, you're completely wrong. Just flat out wrong on it. Doji Murashige just kind of shakes her head. I expected more out of a person from my own family. You may go.
I feel like I lose honor for that.
You lose a little bit of honor from that
one. Like, how much?
Just one.
Just one?
Just one, because you're facing another doji. So it's kind of honor within your clan.
It's just like I feel like I should have done better, and I have disappointed a doji of my school, and I feel like I should lose more, but that's
right now, just one.
Yeah.
Because it's behind closed doors. Only one person has seen it.
But I have seen it.
Yes.
I know this.
Yeah. So that then is more story element for you. All right. Well, after the crane comes the lion.
Makoto Masoko. I'm going water. Very perceptive. Trying to remember where I've seen items like this before. Since I don't have a culture skill. Okay, well,
I see two successes.
Two successes.
I'm pretty much figuring he's keeping the success.
Yeah. And keep the opportunity. Explode. Ooh. Okay, so that's a total of three successes, four strife, and one opportunity.
Okay. We have a new... The doji looks very pleased and surprised that the Lion Clan, because one, cranes don't really think highly of you.
Yeah, well, I don't think highly of cranes either.
And after the showing of the crane right before you called in.
I don't know this, do I?
No, you are not in the room. Doji Murashige looks at you. We have a new forerunner in our competition. Congratulations. Please. Send in Isawa next.
Of course.
I should have played the ninja.
You also, because you are the forerunner, Actually, no. We'll see. Here's something. Because we might have another forerunner.
Yeah. Do I gain honor for showing up a crane?
I think a glory.
Yeah, we'll give you one glory for that one.
Yeah, okay. So we see more glory than honor.
Right now, Steve is the only one with points.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, God.
You haven't succeeded anything yet.
I am also doing water, but I do have the skill. I have a success and an opportunity.
We suck. It's like, here we go. The Asawa and the Doji fail at identifying art.
And the lion's showing both of you up.
You do pretty well at identifying some of them, but the Tonto that's on the board, you just can't figure out. You know, it's a weapon. You don't know weapons.
Yeah, you're Shugenja. You don't do weapons.
That's what I have the Shiba for.
Doji Murashige goes, thank you, Miss Sabaton. A couple other people kind of go in and out. You know, some look dejected. Hitoshi comes out. He red-faced. Won't even have it. And at the end, Doji Murashige comes out. Thank you. Many of you recognize some. Some of you recognized all. I would like to congratulate Akodo Masako at skillfully identifying and giving great detail on all five objects.
Give an honorable bow.
You will gain a glory for being the forerunner in this.
I feel like I should lose another honor for knowing that. I feel like I need to lose honor on this. And glory. I need to lose, like, so much. This is just like, how can a lion beat me at this? How? Like, this is all going in my head right now. How? Because now I have my fan in front of my face, and I'm just glaring at Akoto-san.
Go ahead and take another honor away there.
Yeah, I'm proving that lion is better than Crane.
You just got this nice big grin.
That slight little smile.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and uses the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing games 5th edition rules by Fantasy Flight Games. Splinters of Jade is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games. Our music is by Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, as well as on his website, darrencurtismusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nick Animalia. Audio engineering and editing was done by Brennan Corson. Thank you for listening.